Everybody sing real loud now. What do you say? Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is turning. There's where the old folks stay. Oh, wilderness sad and weary, everywhere I Yes, ma'am, Cousin Thelma.
We're way down upon the Swanee River, and everybody knows, who knows anything, that Old Folks at Home is our state song, and everybody out there knows we made a mistake, and we got to back up and begin again.
We saved the best for the last.
All right, let's do it over now.
All right, well, we'll do it all over. Down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. You're not singing, come on. That's where my heart is turning ever. That's where the old folks stay. All wild and sad and dreary, everywhere I
once more.
Way down
upon the Swanee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is turning ever, that's where the old folks stay.
I'd like to recognize my lovely friend, Mrs. Roberts. Would you please stand? She is one of our national members of the National Federation of Music Club. But of course, we claim her. She belongs to us first, the Florida Federation. And she's been here the whole time, and it's just wonderful to have you and your friends here, your sister. And right next to her is the immediate past president of the Florida Federation of Music Club. Will you please stand, Mrs. Morrison? And I wonder if the president of the Federation wouldn't just come up and say howdy. Would you do that, Cousin Grace?
Good morning, friends. It is such a pleasure to be here. This is my first visit to the Florida Folk Festival, but I can assure you it is such a big thrill that I shall be here. I'm going to make a reservation from now on out and let it be permanent. This is really wonderful, Miss Bolton, and I'm so happy to see all these young people. I wish we could have brought more people from our own Manatee County, but we will have more of them next year, too. Thank you for letting me be here.
We have a very special treat here. Lois Jordan from up Georgia way. Some of our Georgia friends are with us this morning. And she's going to play a very beautiful, unusual number for us. And I'm going to ask her to announce it herself. Isn't she cute? Let's give her a hand.
I'm so glad to be here, friends. And I just want to tell you that I'm going to play a left-hand solo in memory of all music lovers. My professor, a German professor, has passed away, and I always love him for having taught this piece to me. I'm going to play Lucia de Lammermoor, and it's arranged by Leszek Tyszki.
Makes things out of bark and very unusual material, and he called it his unnatural museum of history. And it is. I see little monkeys that he's got running up a tree over here. Right there. Right over there. And be sure, boys and girls, to see some of that wonderful work that he's doing. He's from Penny Farms. Now, no program would be complete without the first citizens of Florida. And we are so proud to have 12 of them here with us. And it would not have been possible had it not been for cooperation of our great good friends, Albert and Jezebel Devane from Lake Placid, who are true friends of the Seminoles. With them this morning is Mr. Boma, William Boma, who has for many years worked in the Brighton Reservation, works with the Indians, has done many, many fine things. Mrs. Boma is here, and there are wonderful Indian crafts in the Chickies that are for sale, and I hope that you'll see them. Mr. Boma, wouldn't you like to just come up here and say one little word?
Miss Bolton, that's a hard thing to do, just to say one little word. Especially when you begin to talk about the Seminole Indians and about my experiences with them. I've been working with these people for 20 years, and they've been 20 wonderful years, fruitful years. Very interesting. I could just go on, but thank you so much for giving me this chance to speak before these people, and we're very proud that these Seminole could come up here to this folk festival. We're enjoying every minute of it. Thank you.
Take an opportunity to talk to Mr. Bowman and Mrs. Bowman at Jezebel and Albert and with the Indians themselves. Now here is Albert Devane.
It's a pleasure to be with you all here this morning. We have this group of Seminoles who are all from the Brighton Reservation. They are the Creeks, or they speak the Creek language. We have two languages in the nation, the Miccosukee or Hitchity and the True Creek. Well, these are Creeks. These group of fine people that you see before us are the descendants of the 150 that were left after the last Seminole War when Billy Bowlegs, the second, and his band surrendered and immigrated to Arkansas. These people refused to immigrate. They loved their Florida the same as we did. They didn't want to leave it. They didn't leave it. And they're here today, the descendants of the few that were left. We have with us some very important people, as I see it, who are left of the Seminoles. We have with us Lucy Tiger, who is the daughter of the great Polly Parker. Who we call the Evangeline of the Seminoles. Her mother was captured on the north shore of Lake Istipogee by the Florida militia for ransom. And she was carried to Fort Brooke or Tampa in an ox wagon, and from there to on a sailboat to Egmont Key, where they were imprisoned. When the boat left with Billy Bowlegs, the second, and his 134, 39 of these Creeks descendants here have been captured and was on the Key. Egmont Key is out from Tampa, about 30 miles. Well, when they got aboard the boat, of course there was a language barrier to start with. They spoke the Creek and the other the Miccosukee, so naturally they herded together in two parts of the boat. But the main thought among these people were to, if there was any way to escape and to get back to their people. Her mother and 12 more, when the boat docked at St. Mark's, they were being carried on a steamer, which was where boilers were fired with wood. And they had to go along the coast and pick up wood at St. Mark's and Mobile before getting to New Orleans. So the permission was granted there. Some of them were sick, and they asked permission to go along the banks of the St. Mark's River and gather some medicine that some of them were sick, some herbs and roots. Well, meantime, while word had gotten to Tallahassee that Billy Bowlegs and his band was emigrating to Arkansas, and the Seminole War was over, and they came down with their carriages and the one train from St. Augustine to meet the boat. Well, it was everybody having a big time, and they let these 12 out together, this roots, this medicine. Well, this had all been arranged among themselves. When these 12 got out and they got off down the river about a quarter of a mile, at a given signal, they run. They scattered like rabbits. They went into that swamp. And, of course, the guard, he fired his gun. They went into the swamp, and six of them escaped. They didn't catch them. When night came, together, there's a prearranged signal. The owls began to holler and laugh, and the moon came up. They knew their own signal, and when they gathered together, there were six of them left. And those six traveled by night and scouted by day and walked all the way back to their home and their friends and the Seminoles. Now that, as I say, who is sitting down there is the only living daughter of the Polly Parker. I'm taking an awful lot of time here, but I...
All right.
Now, we'll next go to Billy Bowlegs, who is sitting on the other end. Billy Bowlegs is 95 years old. He is the oldest living Seminole. Billy Bowlegs was born about 3 miles on Arbuckle Creek from where it runs into Lake Istipogee. His life was spent along the lower Kissimmee River Valley. The lower Kissimmee River Valley, all the way from the lake clear on up to Kissimmee. Billy was a great hunter, and he used to sell deer, saddle they call it then, to the steamers that old Captain Clay Johnson and the other captains came down the river to Fort Bassinger hauling freight. And Billy was more or less an ambassador among the Indians. He traveled from one camp to another. Billy learned to read. He learned to write some. And he was the official orator of the early times of J. Lynn and the Sears Roebuck and Montgomery Ward catalogs. He placed the orders for them. Now, I might say here that Billy Bowlegs was the person around whom Minnie Moe Wilson wrote her book, one of the few, which was published in 1895. Minnie Moe Wilson's book, The Seminoles, is perhaps the Bible of Seminole history, of early history. They were very, very close friends of Mr. Wilson. Billy has been all over the state. As I said, he's a great hunter. But for time, I'm going to stop now and next introduce Frank Shore. Frank Shore is Frank Shore is the chief medicine man of the Chow Creeks. He won his honor through heredity, which is handed down. Frank has his family here with him. He has his wife, Lottie, and seven children. Three boys and four girls. I'll introduce them as they stand. Geneva, who is a high school student in Okeechobee. She belongs to the Beta Society. Beta Club. I get that thing right. She's a very fine girl and a fine student. Next is Eddie. Eddie is a high school student in Okeechobee School, and he's a swell student. Next is, that's Jim, I believe. Yeah, next is Jim. Jim was in high school in Okeechobee. The next is Brown. He's in school in Okeechobee. And the next is Nancy. And the next is Sarah Jane. And the next is our little Molly, who's been. Now I want to introduce Nohawk Tiger. Nohawk Tiger is also a medicine man. Nohawk Tiger is the son of Captain Tom Tiger. Captain Tom Tiger, if any of you have a copy of the Seminoles of Florida by Minnie Moe Wilson, there's a picture of his father. He was one of the tallest Indians among the Seminoles. He's 6 feet, 6 inches tall. He was chief, but Nohawk gets his medicine man from old Tustenuggee, who was a medicine man, which has been handed down.
I'm going to go point out the beaded sash. Yeah, just say a word about that.
His father, Captain Tom Tiger, was a great figure in the early history of Florida. In the 80s, I won't say exactly the year, when Chester A. Arthur was president, H.B. Plant had just run his railroad into Kissimmee. And he had President Arthur down as a guest. So he'd sent word down to his father to meet him. President Arthur wanted to meet some of the Seminoles. So down the river, the Kissimmee River, they went and they met his father, Captain Tom, and they had, with the Lord rest in all their tribute costumes. And so the president asked him to put on a dance. He said, no, he said, I can't put on a dance here. He says, if you would just go on down to the river to my camp and my chickie, I'll put you on a real dance. Well, the president told him that he didn't have time and he'd have to get back. And he gave all the children new quarters and went back to Kissimmee. go ahead.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to tell him about the beautiful beaded sack.
Okay. And then they the sash, Miss Thelma asked me to speak of the sash there. The sash that is on, being worn by Frank Shore and the Hawk Tiger is a trivial sash. In other words, it's made of thousands of beads. That was made, though that two sash were made by the granddaughter of Chief Tallahassee. I prevailed on her to, she was old, but she agreed to make them, and she made two of the sash, which is patterned, and the figures are just what it means of old Chief Tallahassee, whose old camp was at, they called it First Catfish Lake, later became Lake Pierce, and now is the great masterpiece at Lake Wales. That was Tallahassee's old camp. Now, all of these people here are in their old costumes, and some of them we'll have tonight with us, some even older than that. And we'll also have some singing by the males tonight. We thank you all. I'm sorry I haven't taken too much time. Of course, there's lots of good singing and other things. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, that's not too much.
It is not too much, because I'm sure some of you are as entranced as I am with hearing it firsthand from one of the outstanding authorities on the Seminole Indians, our first citizens of Florida. Now, we have the pleasure of having here, all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma, another Creek Indian, Fred Beaver. Fred is a singer, an artist, a dancer. Here comes Fred.
Thank you very much. I think this morning I'd like to tell you a little bit about where I come from. As you already know, I'm from Ardmore, Oklahoma. I was born at Eufaula, Oklahoma. I know that Eufaula, Alabama. There are several towns in the Creek Nation, the so-called Creek Nation, that are named after the towns in Alabama, like Wetumpka and several others. And this morning, we'd like to see or tell you a little bit about the language, and I'd like for you to repeat. And the first thing is how to say good morning, hello, howdy, and so forth. It's Hinkste. Hinkste. Let's see you turn around to the next fellow and say Hinkste and shake his hand. Hinkste. That's fine. It depends on how you say it, how much jovial mood you're in. You would say, Hinkste. That means wonderful, see, wonderful. You say.